Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samech Tes, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Samech Ches Omid Beis Omar Rav Ashi. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah Bas Mecha, and Shmu Ben Tehila. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus for Yecheskel Shragim and Miral, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Harav Aryeh Ben Harav David Yosef, and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibad Lechaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're discussing the halachos of Korban Pesach, which is Doiche Shabbos. The Mishnah, at the beginning of the Perek, Daf Samachei Amid Beis, brought a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether Machshirei Pesach or are also Doiche Shabbos. The Chachamim said it's the Korban Pesach itself that you can do on Shabbos. However, if you need to do a malacha, even a malacha de Rabbanon, so that you'd be able to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, that's not something you'd be allowed to do. And again, even though the Isser that you're doing is an Isser d'Rabbanan, and even though Korban Pesach is a mitzvah d'Oraisa, and not just an ordinary mitzvah d'Oraisa, but it's a mitzvah saseh she'yesh b'ikaris, it doesn't matter. You can't do even a shvus, even an Isser d'Rabbanan, even if that means that by not doing the Shvus d'Rabbanan, you're going to lose out and you won't be able to be Mekayim a mitzvah d'Oraisa. Rabbi Eliezer argued. Rabbi Eliezer said that if you can do the Shechita and the Zrika and the Haktara of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, then you could do the Machshirim of the Korban Pesach as well. And Rabbi Eliezer said, I know it because Mikal V'chaymer, Madach Shechita, which is a Malacha D'Oraisa, D'Oicha Shabbos. So certainly something that's only a D'Rabbanon, even if it's only Machshirim, should be able to be D'Oicha Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer said that how do I know Machshirim a D'Oicha Shabbos? Because it's a Kal V'chaymer. The Machshirim, assuming they're a Derabbanon, what if the Machshirim are a Deraisa? So that the Rishonim talk about. But for our sugya, assuming the Machshirim are Derabbanon, so Kal V'chaymer, if you could do the actual Korban Pesach, which involves Deraisas, certainly you'd be able to do the Machshirim as well. So the Gemara said that Omelie Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, Yontef Yoichiach. He says, I hear what you're saying, I understand where you're going with this, but at the end of the day, I have a pirch on your Kal V'chaymer. Why? Because on Yontef you find that you're allowed to do a Melacha d'Oraisa, if it's L'tzayr Chaychal Nefesh. However, you can't do even a Melacha d'Rabbanon if it's not L'tzayr Chaychal Nefesh, or if it's only Machshirei Chaychal Nefesh. So you see that just because one is a d'Oraisa and one is a d'Rabbanon doesn't necessarily mean that if you could do the d'Oraisa, you could do the d'Rabbanon. What's the difference by Yontif? Anything that you couldn't have done before Yontif, you're allowed to do on Yontif. Okay, but anything that you could have done before Yontif, you're not allowed to do on Yontif. The same is true regarding the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach itself, which has to be done on Shabbos, that you could do on Shabbos. But the Machshirim of the Korban Pesach, that theoretically you could have done before Shabbos, that won't be Doiches Shabbos. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, Mazi Yeshua, what kind of raya is that? Ma raya reshus lemitzvah. I'm talking about the Korban Pesach. I'm saying you could do Machshirim that are shvus, even though you could have done it before Shabbos, because you're doing a letzarech mitzvah, you're doing it for the Korban Pesach. You're bringing me a raya from the fact that you can't do a shvus for preparing food for Yontif? Preparing food for Yontif is a derabbanon. This is a deraisa. So yesterday's daf, we saw what Rabbi Yeshua's response was to Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yeshua l'tameh. It's Rabbi Yeshua l'shitasa, who holds Simchas Yontif is also a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer that holds that you can be Mekayim Simchas Yontif, Oy Lashem, Oy Lochem. So preparing food for Yontif is not necessarily a mitzvah. And being that it's not necessarily a mitzvah, so it's for that reason he views the Machshirim of Oichol Nefesh as being a Shvus Dereshus, and therefore you can't shtel it to the Machshirim of Korban Pesach, which is a Shvus de mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua l'tameh that holds chalkeu chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem. You have no choice. You have to be oichel v'shoisa half the day of Yontif. If that's the case, melechas oichel nefesh is also a mitzvah. If it's also a mitzvah, you end up with a shvus de mitzvah. So Rabbi Eliezer, who had a kal v'chaymer and wasn't impressed with the pircha from preparing food on Yontif, it's because Rabbi Eliezer holds that preparing food for Yontif is a reshus, as opposed to Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah. So based on that, there is no pircha from Yontif. So that's where we pick up. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, why to come Rabbi Eliezer, not Yontif reshus? Even Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasai, who holds that Yontif's a reshus, is lay pircha. I still think there's a pircha that you can ask on Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chaymer from Yontif. Meaning the assumption is, if Yontif is a mitzvah, then it's a good comparable. Then it's a good pircha. Just like by Yontif, you find you can do the real malacha, but you can't do the shvus. Maybe by Pesach, you have the same concept. If Yontif's a reshus, so the Gemara is arguing, Rabbi Eliezer's taina was, it's his own argument in the Mishnah, that you can't compare the two. But the Gemara says, I don't think the two should be tali zebazet. Meaning, even if you accept Rabbi Eliezer holds Yontif's a reshus, I still think Rabbi Yeshua's perchas a percha. How so? My Yontif, shittabai malacha shal reshus, lehi hedeshvus she'imah, madach Yontif, which is kula. Where do you see that it's kuladik from the fact that you're allowed to do a malacha shel rishos? Malacha shel nefesh, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is a malacha of rishos, because simchas yontif is not the iraisa. If that's the case, it comes out it's a malacha of rishos. Still, lo hit the shvos she'imo. Still, you see, you can't do a shvos. So Shabbos lo hit the ba ela malacha shel mitzvah. On Shabbos, where you can only do a malacha shel mitzvah, which means that Shabbos is more chomer than yontif as it relates to this concept. Ein oidin shel itata shvos she'imo. So certainly, the halacha is that the shvos shouldn't be mutter. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer says the Gemara, even if he holds that Yontif is Rishos and Shabbos is Mitzvah, but at the same time, the Kal V'chomer still stands. Because at the end of the day, Yontif is more kuladig than Shabbos. Meleches Eichel Nefesh on Yontif is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, going to be a bigger kula than Pesach, which is Deicha Shabbos. Because Melech HaSeichel Nefesh is Rishos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Still, you see, it's Deicha. As opposed to Pesach, which is only a mitzvah. But you don't find anywhere that something that's a Rishos should be Deicha Shabbos. So Madach Yontif, which is more kuladig, still you see the halach is that the Shvus is not Deicha. So certainly Shabbos, which is more Chomer, the Shvus shouldn't be Deicha. So we're back to square one, Rabbi Yeshua's Taina Rabbi Eliezer. Even if Rabbi Eliezer's Lashitas, but you still have a pirka on the Kal V'chomer. And for the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, Shvus Mitzvah Adaf Leib. Lezer says, I hear. You can formulate the Kal V'chomer and the pirka in a way where you're still going to have a pirka. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Eliezer said one thing, Rabbi Yeshua. Yotanei chitin v'hoidalei b'sa'irin. Right? We're not comparing apples to apples. I'm talking about the Shvus of Karban Pesach. That's a Shvus de Mitzvah. You could bring me 900 rayas with 17 nuschais of the Kal V'chomer. But you're bringing me rayas from where? From Shvus the Rishus, which is preparing food for Yontif, which is only a Rishus in Rabbi Eliezer's world. So if that's the case, it's not a Tzushtel. If it's not a Tzushtel, it doesn't matter how you knage the Kal V'chomer. At the end of the day, we're not comparing apples to apples. Because again, Rabbi Eliezer is talking about Shvus the Karban Pesach, which is a Shvus the Mitzvah. So you can't bring me any rayas from Shvus the Oichel Nefesh, which is only Rishus the Mitzvah. Either way, it says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Mali, im dochu machshirei mitzvah shel achas shchites ha-shabes, des aved lei mitzvah, lo yitchu machshirei mitzvah shel lifnei shchites ha-shabes. So, in the Braisa that the Gemara brings right now, we have a little bit of an addendum. So we have a little more of the missing information as it relates to the shakla v'taya, the back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanoim. So the Gemara says, in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer had another argument. He said, I don't understand. Everyone's moita that you could do the haktara, right? The haktara is something that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Not only that, even though really you could do the Akhtara Matzah Shabbos, but the Gemara said, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, you can even do it on Shabbos. So what's the kasha? Why are you allowed to do Akhtara? Akhtara is Machshirei Mitzvah, meaning it's not something you have to do. It's not critical. You can have a kosher Karban Pesach without doing the Akhtara. Still, you're allowed to do it. So you see that when we say Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, it doesn't only mean what you have to do, and it doesn't only mean what you have to do today. It means anything that's part of the Karban Pesach. So Madach the Haktara you can do, certainly you should be able to do what comes before the Pesach. What's the Kal V'chomer? The Kal V'chomer is because the Haktara comes after the Karban Pesach. So at least I did the mitzvah already. But if I'm not going to do the machshirim, I'm going to lose out on the actual mitzvah. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Eliezer, l'churif, and the fact that you could do aktara, shouldn't that be a raya that you could do the machshirim? Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, no. The mali im dochu machshirim mitzvah shalach ha-shchites ha-shabbos, shari dochu shchites ha-shabbos. You want to know why you could do the aktara? Because once you did the shchita was already doich ha-shabbos. Haktara is just finishing the deal. So if that's the case, once you have a legitimate dechia on the Shabbos, because the shchita was doich ha-shabbos, the zrika, everything you had to do was doich ha-shabbos. Okay, so now, once there's already a dechia, you can do the haktar. Tomar, yitchu machshirim, mitzvah shlifnei shchita es ha-shabbos, loidoscha shchita es ha-shabbos, as opposed to the machshirim that come before the actual shchita, being that you didn't do the shchita yet, so there was no dechia, you want the machshirim itself to be doicha, that's not something you could do. Davaracha, another nusach that Rabbi Akiva said was, shemi yimatz ezevach psol, v'nimtze mechal es ha-shabbos mafrei. You want to know why you can't just start doing shvusim as machshirei Pesach, because what's going to happen if you carry the animal and then you're going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim are going to see that it has a mum and they're not going to let you be makriv it. It's going to come at Lima Freya retroactively, you're Mechal Shabbos. So that's another reason why it's not good. But the Gemara says if that's a taina, then you shouldn't even be able to do the Shechita. Maybe after the Shechita, you're going to find out that the Zevach was possible. So that's not a good taina. So the Gemara says you're right. Eloha Amal Liberation. The first thing Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer when Rabbi Eliezer said, what's the difference between Akhtara and the Machshirim? Was, what do you mean? How could you do the Machshirim? What's going to happen if we find out Lamafreya there was a problem? Uparche. Rabbi Eliezer had a pircha on that. What was the pircha? What the Gemara just said. If that's the case, don't do Shechita. Rabbi Akiva said, I hear. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva had to come with a second argument, and that was, Hach demaliyim dachu. And that his taina was that there's a difference between Akhtara and doing something before the Shechita, because once you do the Shechita was already Doicha Shabbos, so now it makes sense you should be able to continue and you should be able to do the Akhtar, as opposed to the Machshirim, which come beforehand, that's not something that you would be allowed to do. So either way, in the Mishnah, there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of drama between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. The Braisa just filled in a little more information that we didn't have in the Mishnah, another give and take between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara now is going to return to the Mishnah, and we're going to learn the second part of the Shakla Bataya between Rabbi Eliezer and his Bale Plukta. The first part of the back and forth was between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were Chaver. They're Bale Plukta throughout Shas. The second part of the Mishnah is going to discuss the back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. The relationship between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva was very different. It was a relationship of a Talmud and a Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva had other Rebbeim as well, but his Rebbe Muvik was Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva entered this discussion in the Mishnah. Again, which discussion, Machshirei Pesach, are they Doiche Shabbos or are they not Doiche Shabbos? Again, where are we? Rabbi Eliezer said that if Karban Pesach, which involves Melachos Deiraisa, Doiche Shabbos, then Kal V'Chomer, there's no question, you can do a Shavuos, albeit something that you could have done before Shabbos, and albeit something that's only Machshirei Pesach on Shabbos as well. If you could shrech the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, if you could be makted the Emurim of the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, you can take the animal Chutzot Chom, which is only the Rabbanon. You can carry the animal, which is only the Rabbanon, because Chai Noi says Atzman. You can remove a wart from the animal with your hand, or where it's dry or moist, where all you're doing is violating an Isser the Rabbanon. Why? Kal V'Chomer. If you could do the Deiraisa, you can for sure do the Rabbanon. Aye, the Rabbanon, you couldn't have done before, it doesn't matter. It's like Rabbi Yeshua says, if that Kal V'Chomer is a good Kal V'Chomer, say the same thing on Yontif. And you see, by Yontif, you could do the Deiraisa, you can't do the Derabbanan. So you see, there's a distinction. So what did Rabbi Eliezer tell Rabbi Yeshua? He says, what are you comparing the two things? I'm talking about a Shavuos de Mitzvah. You're talking about a Shavuos de Rabbanan. This Rabbi Eliezer L'shitasa that holds you don't necessarily have to eat on Yontif to be mekayim the Mitzvah of Yontif. It's Rabbi Yeshua L'shitasa that holds Chalkeu, you do have to eat on Yontif. Chatzi lachem v'chatzi lashem. But either way, Rabbi Eliezer's taina was, don't bring me a raya from Yontif, because Yontif's not a mitzvah. And being that Yontif's not a mitzvah, so therefore Yontif is different. The Shavuos to Yontif, that you can't do. But the Shavuos to Pesach, which is a Dvar mitzvah, that you can't do. Says the Mishnah. Heishiv Rabbi Akiva. Five lines from the bottom of the Mishnah, Samechem and Beis. So Rabbi Akiva entered, and he said, Hazot Toichiach, I'll bring you a raya, Rabbi Eliezer, from a mitzvah. What's that? The mitzvah of Hoizah. Shehim Yishom mitzvah, Vehim Yishom shvos, Ve'ein Adoiches HaShabbos. So what exactly does Hazah mean? We're talking about somebody that came in contact with a mace. Someone that's tummy mace, in order for him to be tar, it's not enough that he goes to the mikvah. He had to be sprinkled on with the Efer of the Parah Adumah. So he needed what was known as Hazah. When did he have the Hazah? B'shlishi u'b'shvi. We're talking specifically about somebody, it's the seventh day from when he came in contact with a mace. He needs Hazah now from the Efer of the Parah Adumah. It just so happens that his seventh day fell out on Yud Dalet Nisan, which is a very, very big deal. He's lucky, it worked out. Because in order for him to bring the Karban Pesach, he would have to be Tahar. Perfect, it's the seventh day, he can make himself Tahar, and he'll be able to bring the Karban Pesach. But he was also a little bit unlucky, because that year, Pesach fell out on Shabbos. And because it fell out on Shabbos, to do Hazah on Shabbos is a problem. Now, what's the Isser Hazah on Shabbos? The Gemara is going to discuss it. But for right now, in the Mishnah, we accept this as a premise, that to do Hazah on Shabbos is not going to be okay. So Kiva told Rabbi Eliezer, he said, here's the halacha. If you have a person, it's the seventh day from when he came, from when he came in contact with a mace, he needs hazah. It's Erev Pesach. If he does hazah, he'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Of Karban Pesach. And the halach is you can't do it. Now, hazah is only a shvos. That's all it is. And not only is it only a shvos, it's a shvos de mitzvah. And still you see, it's not doicha Shabbos. So, al tatamos, he told Rabbi Eliezer, so don't be so surprised, aleilush, afal bishayim mishum mitzvah, vehim mishum shvos, lo yitcho es haShabbos. Pesach is doicha Shabbos, even though it involves day rises, but the shvos of hazah is not doicha Shabbos, even though you're doing it, it's like a machshire Pesach, because you need it for the Karban Pesach. So, okay, so if you can't do the hazah, and Rabbi Eliezer, you know you can't do the hazah, so if you can't do the hazah, so who I did? You can't carry the animal, even though it's only the Rabbanon, you can't take it outside the tchum, you can't cut off the of the Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer turned to Rabbi Akiva, said, how do you know that? Why are you assuming that? If I hold Machshirei Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, you could carry the animal, you could take it outside the tchum. I would argue that you could do Azah as well. So it's interesting. Just framing what's going on in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Eliezer something that he believes is a fact. He's coming seemingly from an objective piece of data. He says, I'm telling you right now, we could debate all day long, Tarkavasoi and Vavasnim Bichotzotchom Vechatichas Yabaltoi. But I'm telling you, Hazah is for sure not Doicha Shabbos. Listen, why are you saying that? I think Hazah is Doicha Shabbos. So then Rabbi Akiva took a left turn. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said, you know something? Let's look at this from another angle. You hold it's so poshet that Hazah is, maybe Hazah is really not Doicha Shabbos. And maybe the Machshirim are not Doicha Shabbos. Ayul, tell me, how could that be? How could the Shechita be Doicha Shabbos and all these things not be Doicha Shabbos? Maybe the Shechita is also not Doicha Shabbos. Well, till now, of course the Shechita was Doicha Shabbos. The question was, what about the Machshirim? In the heat of this argument, Rabbi Akiva comes, and the Gemara is going to pick up on this, obviously, and say, Efshefakert, maybe Hazah is not Doicha Shabbos. Maybe the Machshirim are not Doicha Shabbos. Ay, how could it be? They're only the Rabbanons. The Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Maybe the Pesach is also not Doicha Shabbos. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer heard that. He said, Akiva, a karta mashakasa batayra. Mayadei, mayadei, hilul nebnei b'seira. What's going on over here? How could you go ahead and be oikne davim and atayra? So the Mishnah is a little bit tzarech beer, and the Gemara is going to provide that beer. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer heard what Rabbi Akiva told him, in the heat of this argument, again, what are they debating? Machshirei Pesach v'tzleicha Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva throws out the possibility that, you know what, Rabbi Eliezer, maybe we're looking at this wrong. Maybe the Machshirim are not Doicha Shabbos, and maybe the Pesach is also not Doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer heard that, he was a little bit taken aback. Because he knew Rabbi Akiva wasn't trying to be Oikudav and Atayra. He knew Rabbi Akiva knew that the Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva doesn't know if Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Of course he knows that. And if that's the case, then why did Rabbi Akiva even say that? See, Rabbi Eliezer thought he was shopping with him a little bit. He was saying, you know, Rabbi Eliezer, really? You hear such a tzad? Maybe let's revisit this whole sugya. And he was taken aback by him. So listen to what he told him. Akiva, b'shchita hi shaftani. You use shchita as a way to try to win this argument that you said something inappropriate, something maybe even insulting. He told me, you're going to see, you're going to die one day, b'shchita. This is from the most difficult Gemaras in Shas to learn. But this is what he told him. He said, b'shchita hi shavtani, b'shchita tei misasai. And of course, kachava, we know how Rabbi Akiva passed away. The Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, daf samachal on the base. If we have some time, we'll get to this at the end of the daf. But either this Rabbi Eliezer told him, amaloi, Rabbi. So Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, al tachbi reini b'shas adin. He said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it to go over that way. I'm talking to you and learning. Let's focus on what we're doing and we're trying to discuss. But please don't deny something I heard from you. Kach mukublani mimcha hazah shvusi ve'en doichas haShabbos. I have a messiah from you that hazah shvus. It's not doichas haShabbos, and I was trying to get you to realize that in a respectful way. So again, the Gemara is a little bit tanvir. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, you're telling me don't bring a raya from Yontif to Pesach because Yontif is a rishus and Pesach is a mitzvah. Hazah toichiyach. Hazah is also a mitzvah, and I know. No, Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, as a fact, this is not my theory, I know as a fact that Hazah is not Doicha Shabbos. It's Machshirim, so you see, the Machshirim are not Doicha Shabbos. What Rabbi Eliezer told him, it's not true. Aleh ani don. Rabbi Akiva knew the truth. He knew he heard from Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Eliezer told him that Hazah is not Doicha Shabbos, which meant checkmate. It means he just won the argument. He knew that. But he didn't want to tell Rabbi Eliezer, l'chvoidai, that Rabbi Eliezer, I'm telling you, this is what I was makabel from you. So what he did was, is he tried continuing to engage him in conversation, and he was hoping that as they talked through the sugya in greater detail, maybe it would come back to Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara is saying Rabbi Eliezer just got old and he forgot. And maybe it's going to come back to Rabbi Eliezer and he's going to remember the truth. So he tried spinning it in another way. Like, how do you just schlep out the conversation? So he told him, you know what? Maybe we should come out from this sugya that even the Shechita is not Toich HaShabbos. And Rabbi Eliezer says, what? You're going to tell me the Shechita is not Toich HaShabbos? And that's when he told him, B'Shechita Yishavtani, B'Shechita Teimi Sasek. Rabbi Kiva was never suggesting that the Shechita shouldn't be Toich HaShabbos. He knew Shechita is Toich HaShabbos. This is the story with the hill and the B'nai B'Seira. He was trying to just continue the conversation. He was hoping Rabbi Eliezer would remember that Hazah is not Toich HaShabbos. If Hazah is not Toich HaShabbos, all the Machshirim shouldn't be Toich HaShabbos. So why didn't he just tell it in? He didn't tell it to him because he was trying to be respectful. Now it backfired a shtickle. Because Rabbi Eliezer heard it and Rabbi Eliezer said, B'shchita yishavtani, B'shchita tein misasli. But the truth is Rabbi Akiva was really just trying to be respectful. Because otherwise we just told him. He said, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm telling you, my Rebbe, you forgot. And this is really the way it is. But he didn't want to tell him. But finally he had no choice. He told him, Al tachbireini b'shas adin. But don't deny it. We're trying. I'm talking to a learning now. Let's not deny it. This is the Kabbalah that I have from you. That Hazaz, a Shvus, the Ene Doich HaShabbos. So I understand. If Rabbi Kiva is telling the truth, which of course he is, he was Mekabu from Rabbi Eliezer that Hazaz is not Doich HaShabbos. So why didn't Rabbi Eliezer acknowledge that? Why is Rabbi Eliezer being Chayzer? Amar Ulo, Rabbi Eliezer, Ki Agmer Hazaz, the true Agmer. Because Rabbi Eliezer said the halacha that Hazaz is not Doich HaShabbos. He didn't mean Hazah of Karban Pesach. He wasn't talking about Karban Pesach. He was talking about Hazah de Truma. That if it's Shabbos and somebody wants to eat Truma and now he needs to do Hazah in order for him to be Taurus, so he should be able to eat Truma, that's what Eliezer said, it doesn't work. Why? The Truma Gufa le Dachin Shabbos. Because being mafresh Truma is not Toich HaShabbos, so doing the Hazah for Truma is also not Toich HaShabbos. Rabbi Kiva namiki oisve Hazah de Truma oisve. She mitzvah vimishum shvos. And that's exactly what Rabbi Kiva was being doing. Rabbi Kiva was never talking about Pesach. Rabbi Kiva was also talking about Truma. And the Techiach was from Truma. That you see that Hazah, the Truma, is not Doich Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah and even though it's a shvus. Okay, then why did Rabbi Eliezer deny? Because Vusav Hazah the Pesach Kamaisavot. Rabbi Eliezer thought Rabbi Akiva was telling him that I was Mekabel from you, or you're telling me that the halach is that Hazah the Pesach is also not Doich Shabbos, and not really not. So Rabbi Eliezer was denying because he didn't understand what Rabbi Kiva was saying. Rabbi Kiva wasn't bringing a raya from Hazah the Pesach, he was bringing a raya from Hazah the Truma. It's the same raya, it doesn't matter. If the raya is Hazah the Truma, it works anyways. Why? Because at the end of the day, you have an example of a shvus that's machshirim with Allah is that it's not going to be doicha. But the Gemara says that even though it reconciles what happened over here, what Rabbi Kiva heard from Rabbi Eliezer, and what Rabbi Eliezer seems to now be denying, but Masif Rabbi has the kashan agent Rabbi Akiva, Mufurish Abraisa. So again, often the Braisa adds details that we don't have in the Mishnah. This is another example. So Rabbi Kiva said in the Braisa, V'omer hazos tomei meis toichiyach, shechol shvi shaloi liyos b'shabbos, u'be'erev pesach, shi mitzvah, v'mishum shvos, v'ne doiches ha-shabbos. What do you see in the Braisa you didn't see in the Mishnah? We're talking about Erev Pesach. So we're not talking about Hazad the Truma, we're talking about Hazad the Pesach. And still, Rabbi Eliezer denied it. So what's going on? Elevade Hazad the Pesach Akmer. Really, what Rabbi Akiva heard from Rabbi Eliezer was that Hazad the Pesach is not Toich HaShabbos. Very Gemara, if that's the case, Chimiachet Akmeri, my time in Kaparach Le, Rabbi Eliezer. So why did Rabbi Eliezer suddenly deny it? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Gemara is Akrele, Rabbi Eliezer forgot. For us, Rabbi Akiva led Kurig, and Rabbi Akiva was trying to remind him Gemara what he had learned. Afraid to Gemara, name a behind. He said, "Why didn't you just tell him?" He felt that it was disrespectful, and therefore he told it to him in this roundabout way. And the roundabout way that he told it to him, Rabbi Eliezer thought was wrong, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer said, "B'shchita hishavtani, b'shchita tein misasi." Just one ha'ara before we go weiter. It sounds like Rabbi Eliezer forgot his learning. Rabbi Eliezer is who the Mishnah said was a bar sid she'ena ma'abe tipa. Eliezer is the Sinai. Rabbi Yochem and Zakkai said about his Talmud, Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't forget anything. He's a bar sid she'ena ma'abe tipa. But maybe this was Seif Yomov. The Gemara talks about in many places in Shas, kishachola Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't well. Rabbi Eliezer was a chayla at the end of his life. So it could be this was related to this machla that he had Seif Yomov. But either way, Rabbi Eliezer, who's the bar sid she'ena ma'abe tipa, says the Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer Gemara is Akele. Even the Sinai, who's a bar sid she'ena ma'abe tipa, shaykh to forget, says the Gemara, v'hazah, my time aloy dach yishabes. So one thing we're taking for granted, and that is, you can't do hazah on Shabbos. Even hazah, we're dealing with Karban Pesach, and there's so much at stake. Chayv Krisus, doesn't matter. Hazor is not Doicha Shabbos. Reitu Gemara, why? Mech, Totuli Ba'almo. At the end of the day, Hazor is just Totuli Ba'almo. All you're doing is carrying something. Meaning, all it is Mukhtza. Titchi Shabbos Mishum Pesach. So if that's the case, Pesach should be Doicha. Rashi says that the Gemara's Kash is even going to the Chachamim, that hold the Machshire Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos, but this is different than an ordinary Machshire Pesach. Because this is Totuli Ba'almo. Interesting. This is only Mukhtza. Only Mukhtza. It's Mukhtza. That's the problem. Yeah, but being that we're dealing with Machshirei Pesach, and the Karban Pesach is at stake, and all it is Totuli Ba'alma, in contrast to some other type of Dirabbanon, so such a Totuli Ba'alma is something that shouldn't be such a big deal, and if that's the case, Sfreik the Gemara, if all it is Totuli Ba'alma, Chimitayich HaShabbos, Amar Rabbos, and Rabbos said, Gzeir Hashem Yitlenu, V'yavirenu, Arba Amis B'shus HaRabim. So this is probably from the least known Shas. So we know there's no Megillah when Purim is Chalias B'Shabbos, and there's no Tkiyah Shnei when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and there's no Dalaminu when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. Now we know the rest of the story. There's no Hazah when the Tomei Meis is Shviyah Shaloi, is Chaliyah, is B'Shabbos, even if it's Erev Pesach. But it's Gzeirah Shem Yavirenu. You may carry it, and if you're going to carry it, that's going to be a problem. That's not Totuli Ba'alma. That's already a real Durabbanon, so therefore it's a problem. Rabbi Eliezer and Avrei. What about according to Rabbi Eliezer? Okay, so we explain why according to the Chachamim you can't do the Azah, even though it's a lesser type of Shvus than ordinary Shvusim. But what about according to Rabbi Eliezer? I'm a Rabbi Eliezer, Machshirim Mitzvah Daich Nesha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds all the Machshirim Adaich Shabbos. So if Harkavasoi, all these different things are Daicha Shabbos. What's Takib Shana Rabbi Eliezer? In other words, what's Takib Shana Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Kiva heard from Rabbi Eliezer forgot about it. If Rabbi Eliezer at the end of the day, his shrita is Pesach Daicha Shabbos, all the Machshire Pesach Daicha Shabbos. So why is it that doing the Hazah is not going to be Daicha Shabbos? So the Gemara is going to Amri Hani Mili Hecha the Gavra Gufe Chazi. So the Gemara says a major oneness. The Gemara says, you know when Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Machshirim Adoicha Shabbos, that's if you have a person that wants to bring the Karban Pesach, he right now can bring the Karban Pesach, which means he right now is Mechuyev to bring the Karban Pesach. So with it, there's a din, he could do whatever he needs to do to bring the Karban Pesach. Because if he can bring it, now he has to bring it, so he has the din of Machshirim. Aval Hacha, this person, the Gavra Gufa Lechazi, the person himself is Tomei. And being that he's Tomei, he's not Chayev in Karban Pesach. We look at him as if he's not Mechuyev, and therefore it's not going to be Doicha. The only time the Machshirim Adoicha is if the person is viewed as being a Bar Chiyuva. This person is not considered a Bar Chiyuva. Why? Because he's Tomei. So I mean that he's Tomei over here, it's not going to be Doicha. So when you're a Bar Chiyuva, you're a Tahar, the Gavra, the Mensch, is Shayach to Karban Pesach, then you can do whatever you need to do to bring the Karban Pesach. You can carry the animal, you can take it out of the tchum, you can cut off the mum and do whatever you need to do. But when the person is not okay, then we don't. Amar Rabba, Rabba's al-Divri Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it should come out the following. Meaning, we know that just like Rabbi Eliezer holds Machshirei Pesach as Deicha Shabbos, he also holds Machshirei Milas Deicha Shabbos. That is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita of Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila fame. Right, Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milo starts Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and Rabbi Eliezer's sheet over there is the Machshirim Milo is Doicha Shabbos. Now, if you're going to tell me the only time Machshirim Adoicha is if the Gavra that's going to do the mitzvah is Chazi, so there would be a Mila implication. How's cotton bari? If you have a healthy cotton, Mechamalei Chamal Avroisa, you should be able to heat up water for him on Shabbos. V'lamayla b'Shabbos, like this, you'll be able to do the Mila. Heating up the water was considered Machshirim Milo. So to heat it up for a healthy child, right now, the child is shayach to mitzvahs milo. Go do the machshirim in order for him to be able to do the milo. The chazik like cut, but cut chayla as opposed to a cotton. That's a chayla. Emecham lecham. You shouldn't be able to do a laf noise of the milo. The loy chazik like because this child is not chazik like. Is that the case? So you can't heat up water for a cotton. That's a chayla. So the Gemara says 1 second. First of all, let's slow down. If this kid is healthy, then why are we even heating up water in the first place? Elam Rav is Rav say you're right. We have to tweak what we just said. You have to, what should come out is that every single child should be considered a chayla with regards to mila. I mean, echad katan bari, ve echad katan chayla. Ein mechamen loy lahavreisai, ve la moyloy b'shabes, doloy chazilei. What should come out, and the Gemara doesn't rebut this, so clearly that's what comes out, is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though heating up water is considered machshirei mila, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could do machshirei mila on Shabbos, so you would think you can heat up water on Shabbos as well, but you really, really really can't. Because hakol choylin hein etzel mila. Every child is considered a choyla with regards to mila. Meaning anything that the child we think maybe needs, is the child has a din choyla towards that. So if he needs hot water, then it's considered a choyla towards the hot water, which would mean if you don't have the hot water, you can't heat it up. Because right now the child is a chayla, which means you can't really do bris milah on the child. So you're going to heat up water, so now the child will be a baris like this, will be able to do the bris milah. That's not something you'd be able to do. So just listen to the punchline. That means Rabbi Eliezer, in the parak Rabbi Eliezer the milah said what? That not only is milah daicha Shabbos, but you could start hacking holes, and you can start literally chiseling a knife and do everything that you need to do in order to do the bris milah. That's all fine. Because as long as the katan is a bari, the katan's healthy, the katan has everything that it needs, so you can do all the machshir for the milah. But if the katan needs hot water, and you need to now turn on the chaynik, so like this, you're going to have hot water for this katan, that's not something you can do. The reason is because clapping the hot water, the kid is considered a chayla. And if the katan is considered a chayla, for a chayla, that's like chazile, you don't have the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara has a problem with this. Abaya asked the kasha, oral shalai, mol, anush, karas, divi, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you have an oral, who can't bring the carbon pesach? He had an ability to do bris milah before tesvav nisan. And he chose not to. Bemezid. Now, locha is, he's going to be chayiv karas. What's the kasha? V'hocha, the gavro gufa leichazi. This gavro is leichazi. Right now, he's an aro. So if right now he's an aro, right now he can't bring the carbon pass. Afiktani anush karas. And still you see, it's chayiv karas. Alma. So what do you see from here? Rami chiyuvi aleh. So you see from here that it's rami chiyuvi aleh. That this is that a person has an obligation to put yourself in a situation where you're going to be obligated in doing the mitzvah. So if you have an obligation to put yourself in a situation where you're going to be obligated to do the mitzvah, so much so that an arul shaloi mal is anush karas, then the same should be true about someone that's tar, maybe shviy shaloi. He has the ability to make himself tar by using the efer of the parah aduma. He should be able to do the hazah. And even though this is it involves a shvus, but Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that a shvus is always going to be doicha. So why should this be any different? It's based on a svara, because right now the person's tummy. If right now the person's tummy, so we don't look at him as a bar chiyuv, then how come the aral, that's an aral, we say that if he doesn't do the bris milah, that loch is, he's going to be chayiv karis. Now the truth is this line of aral shloim mol anush karis, because the gavra, even though he's loy chazi, but Rami Chiyuvi allowed to make himself chayiv, this is really very much related to Reh that we spoke about at the beginning of the Masechta. And that is to machloikis between the Minchas Chinuch and the Noida B'Yehuda and the Tzlach, whether a person has an obligation before Pesach, for example, to come to Yerushalayim, so like this, so he won't be B'derech Rechayka, like this will be able to bring the Karban Pesach. The Chayodom, does a person have an obligation to put himself in a situation where he will be able to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, or could he say, I don't know, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is Yudal Nisan. I'll wake up Yudal Nisan in the morning, wherever I am, I'll figure out if there's a flight, if I can make it, then I'll decide whether I'm going to bring the Karban Pesach. Do I have an obligation to do whatever I need to do before this man of the mitzvah to make sure I'll be able to do the mitzvah or not? So we spoke at a tshuva from Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg, a real life tshuva. It's the first simon in Shailos Yeshuvas Dvar Yeshua, Chelek Aleph, Budapest, 1944, there were only three Esrayim, and the question was, did people have an obligation to go to Budapest from the Derfalach? So like this on Yontif, to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Dalmin. Do you have an obligation to put yourself in a situation where you'll be able to be mekayim the Dalmin? One of the Mar Mekoymas, of the many, that Rabbi Shimon Mendel brings is this sugi right here. It sounds like it's a Mefurish Gemara, where at the very least, the Gemara is discussing the Tut Stadim, whether an Oral, who right now is an Oral, has an obligation to do Bris Milah, so that he'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. On the one hand, what do you mean? An Aro can't do the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a mitzvah, you have an obligation. But then again, there's this new svara of saying that, I don't know, right now I'm not chayiv in Karban Pesach. Who said I have to do something to put myself in a situation where I'll be chayiv in Karban Pesach? Definitely a related raid bite. But regardless, says the Gemara, this is the kasha. So again, what's the kasha? That Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that all the machshir Pesach adoich Shabbos, but hazah, for someone that's tomei tumas meis, b'shvi shaloi, Erev Pesach, he can't do the hazah. What's the difference? You'll tell me, you'll tell me it's mukta. The end of the day, all machshir madaych Shabbos. Why should this be any different? So the Gemara said a whole lot on this. The Gemara said maybe the difference is because this person right now is not chayiv. So being that he's not chayiv, so maybe you can't be doicha Shabbos for someone that this second doesn't have a chiyuv? The question is, if that's the case, Arul Shalom Mo, why is he chayiv karis? Why don't we say right now the Arul wasn't chayiv? So if he wasn't chayiv, so he shouldn't be chayiv karis for not bringing the Karban Pesach. I could have done Brismila, and then he would have been chayiv in the Karban Pesach. And by the way, when we say Arul Shalom Mo Amish Karis, we don't mean for being Mevatel Mitzvah Smila. We mean for being Mevatel Mitzvah Pesach. A little tricky, just to be clear. But the point is, right now he's not chayiv in Karban Pesach, because right now he's an Arul. So what makes him do this? So the Gemara is going to say three terutzim to answer this kasha. Oh, my rabbi, the first teretz is, Kasava Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds a few things. And this next gemara is a little bit of a roller coaster. Number one, Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Sheikh Nevezorkin Al Tomei Sheretz. That the halachin is, if someone's a Tomei Sheretz, he cannot bring the Karban Pesach. Now, obviously, he can't walk into the Azara if he's Tomei Tumas Sheretz. But he can't even have somebody bring it on his behalf. Ein Sheikh Nevezorkin Al Tomei Sheretz. No kayin, no one is allowed to do the Shechita and the Zrika on behalf of the person that's Tomei Tumas Sheretz. Now, why would we be talking about Tomei Tumas Sheretz? Because what we're discussing is actually very similar to someone that's Tomei Tumas Sheretz. When someone's Tomei Tumas Sheretz, he has to go to the mikvah. He has to wait until the sun sets. And once the sun sets, he's going to be okay. He's going to be tahar. This person in our sugi is very similar. Because this is a person that was Tomei Tumas Meis, not Tomei Tumas Sheretz. He was Tomei for 7 days. But once the seventh day comes, all he needs is hazah, go to the mikvah, wait for the sun to set, and then you're also going to be tar. So essentially, the Tomei Tumas Meis on the seventh day of his Tumas Meis is very similar, it's comparable to someone that's Tomei Tumas Eretz. Because they're both at the point that when the day ends, they're going to be okay. It's because of that that the Gemara is telling too, in Sheikh Nevezorkin Al Tomei Sheretz, to our Tomei and our Sogya, who's Tomei Tumas Meis, Kishachal Shvi Yisholei B'Yodalnis. That's number one. Number two. We're going to see from here until the end of the daf that there was a major debate amongst the Tanaim whether Sheikhtim Vizarkin Al Tomei Sheretz or Ain Sheikhtim Vizarkin Al Tomei Sheretz. Or, to apply it to our sugya, Sheikhtim Vizarkin on behalf of someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis when his seventh day fell out on Erev Pesach, and let's assume he did the Hazar already, it's all good. Can this person now bring the Karban Pesach or can he not bring the Karban Pesach? Why, yeah, why not? Well, the why not is easy. He's Tomei right now. So if he's Tomei, you can't bring a Karban Pesach on behalf of someone that's Tomei. But then again, why can't you bring a Karban Pesach on behalf of someone that's Tomei? Because eating the Karban Pesach is a critical component. And without eating it, you can't have the mitzvah. Right? Someone that's Tomei can bring a Karban, he just can't walk into the Azara. But he can bring a Karban, it's not a big deal. You can have someone bring it on your behalf. Karban Pesach is unique because Karban Pesach, the Achila, is critical. I mean that you need the Achila. Without the Achila, you can't have a Kasher or Karban Pesach. Okay, this person right now can't eat it. But then again, when are you going to eat the Karban Pesach? For achluas habasar balaylo, you're going to eat it at night. So if you're going to eat the Karban Pesach at night, so by the night time, you'll be tar already. So it was a shiloh, it was a great debate. Do you say Sheikhtim Vizarkin Al Tomei Sheretz? Because at the end of the day, right now, it's not a big deal. And at night, anyways, I'll be able to eat it. Or maybe no. This second, he's not roy. So if this second, he's not roy, ain't Sheikhtim Vizarkin Al Tomei Sheretz. So Rabbi said like this. To answer Rabbi Eliezer Shita, the first thing we're going to assume is ain't Sheikhtim Vizarkin Al Tomei Sheretz. The halach is you can't do Shechita Vizarkin Al Tomei Sheretz. Okay, what does that mean now? Let's just think for a second. The implications then are, is if somebody was Tomei Tumas Sheretz, and again, why are we talking about someone that's Tomei Tumas Sheretz? Because it's the same thing as the person that's Tomei Tumas Meis and he's Bishvi, would not be able to bring the Karban Pesach. What happens to someone that can't bring the Karban Pesach? Because he's Tomei. He gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So that means, someone that was Tomei Tumas Sheretz, if ain't Sheikh Nevezorkin Al Tomei Sheretz, he's going to get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Okay. Now, because you'll be Yachin Nitche, being that you'd get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, that loch is Betzibar Avdi Betum. That means if Rav of Klal Yisrael were all Tomei Tumas Sheretz, that somehow happened, then the halacha would be that they would bring the Karban Pesach Betumah. Because any time the Yachid has a dim Pesach Sheni, the halach is that Tzibur has Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. What does Pesach Sheni have to do with Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Tzibur B'Tzibur? Everything. That's the Gemara in Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara said that the Makar to Pesach Abba B'Tumah is from Ish Ish. Ish Nidcha L'Pesach Sheni Ve'in Tzibur Nidach L'Pesach Sheni. So they're actually learned out from the same halacha. Okay. Granted. Now, V'chom Milsa the Isa B'Tzibur, Isa B'Yachin. V'chom Milsa the Lesa B'Tzibur, Lesa B'Yachin. Second halacha. The only time you, a yachid, brings a Karban Pesach is if the tzibur would bring the Karban Pesach. Or let's say it a little bit differently. The laws of the yachid as it relates to the Karban Pesach are really dependent on what the laws of the tzibur would be as it relates to the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was a Karban tzibur. It was a unique type of Karban tzibur. Every Yachin brought his own Karban tzibur. But the laws of what dictates and what determines what the Yachid does and doesn't have to do when it comes to Karban Pesach is totally in what the tzibur would have to do. This is a little bit of a hard svar. But what the Yachid has to do is totally what the tzibur would have to do. Okay. Arelo, says the Gemara, the kulei tzibur arelim nenu. If the whole tzibur would be arelim, amrina lukuma muhulu. What would we tell the tzibur? We would tell them, get up and do the bris milah. Because there's no tumah hutra b'tzibur when it comes to arelim. There's no arelis hutra b'tzibur. If that's the case, we would tell the yachin to do the same thing. And if he doesn't do it on his kars, he's going to be chayv kars. Tumah, however, as it relates to tumah, what would be if the whole tzibur is tumah? We wouldn't do any hazah. Why wouldn't we do hazah? Because instead they would do it b'tumah. So yachin nami potter. So the yachin is going to be potter as well. There's not going to be any reason for to do the hazah. Says the Gemara, this is again a little long-winded. You want to know what the difference is between hazah for the yachid that's tameh versus mila for the yachid that's an aro? The difference is, look at what the tzibur's situation would be. What would be if the tzibur were tameh? If the tzibur were tameh, so the tzibur wouldn't have to do hazah. Why wouldn't they have to do hazah? Because they would have tumah hutra b'tzibur. How do you know they would have tumah hutra b'tzibur? Because if a yachid was stuck in this situation, he would get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. How do you know he'd get pushed off the Pesach Sheni? Because ain't shaychnim v'zarkin al tamei sheretz, which means ain't shaychnim v'zarkin on behalf of someone that's tamei tumas meis, and he, for whatever reason, he just didn't work out for him to do what he needed to do. Or even if he did what he had to do, because the sun didn't set yet, and right now he's tamei, so the halach would be ain't shaychnim v'zarkin. So being that ain't shaychnim v'zarkin al tamei sheretz, so to ain't shaychnim v'zarkin on behalf of someone that's tamei tumas meis, even if he did the Azan, he went to the mikvah, he did everything he had to do, which means that if the whole tzibur found themselves in that situation, they're all tamei tumas meis, let's say, and it's chal shvir shaloi, so the halach be'erev Pesach, they all got pushed off to, they would all, the yachid would get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, that means the tzibur would have tumah hutra b'tzibur. If the tzibur would have tumah hutra b'tzibur, the tzibur wouldn't have to do hazah. Because what do you have to do hazah for? Tumah hutra b'tzibur. So if the tzibur wouldn't have to do the hazah, the yachid also doesn't have to do the hazah. The yachid doesn't have to do the hazah, so why should the hazah be daych Shabbos? There's no reason for it. He doesn't have to do it. The tzibur wouldn't do it, so there's no reason for it now to go and be daych Shabbos. Why by arelos do you find that if he doesn't do the arelos, if he doesn't do the brismila, it's going to be a problem? Oh, it's very different. The reason he now has an obligation to go ahead and do the brismila is because the tzibur would have to do the brismila. And if the tzibur has to do the brismila, he too would have to do the brismila. So at the end of the day, the real reason, says Rabbah, that Rabbi Eliezer said that the Hazzah is not Doicha Shabbos, you want to know why it's not Doicha Shabbos? It's not Doicha Shabbos because it's not something that the Tzibur would have had to have done. I mean that the Tzibur would not have had to have done it, so therefore it's not critical from the Tzibur's perspective, so therefore the same is true from the Yachid's perspective, and it's for that reason it's not Doicha Shabbos. What happens to this person? If ein shaychnim v'zarkin on behalf of someone that's tamei tumas meis kishachal shvir shalavia is biyodal nisan and the azah is not doicha Shabbos, see, he has no way of doing the azah, so he'll get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's fine. He'll get pushed off. But the kasha was, do it. The teretz is, if the tzibur doesn't do it, the yachid doesn't do it. Milo, Rabbi Eliezer holds, yeah, because the tzibur has an obligation to do bris milo. You have an obligation to do bris milo. You didn't do bris milo, you get pushed off. So this cheshbon is really predicated on a few different points. But one of the points that it's predicated on is that the yachid's din and the tzibur's din always has to be the same. So if the tzibur wouldn't have a din azah, the yachid shouldn't have a din azah either. Amalei Rav, when the Rav Yishul, the Rav, so he asked Rav a question. Pesach Sheni, the lesser tzibur visa be yachid. How can you tell me the yachid's din and the tzibur's din is always the same thing? Pesach Sheni is the greatest example where you see it's not that way. Because Pesach Sheni, a Yachid has, and a Tzibur doesn't have Pesach Sheni. Amalei Shani Hasam, the Avalei Tzibur Rishon. The reason the Tzibur doesn't have Pesach Sheni is because the Tzibur already did Pesach Rishon. So therefore they don't have Pesach Sheni. But it's not because the Tzibur's din and the Yachid's din is a different din. So the Gemara made a little bit of a hard cheshman. This is the Chilek Meisri. But the Gemara has another kasha, a more fundamental question. Yachal Yehonish Karis. I would have thought that the only time someone that should chay of Karis for not bringing the carbon Pesach is El Shoye Tahar, Shalayhoye Bederach Rechaika. That's only someone that's Tahar or someone that was not Bederach Rechaika. And you didn't bring the carbon Pesach, so then the Allah is chay of Karis. Aro, what about an Aro? The Tami Sheretz, or someone that's Tami Sheretz. Vishar Kalat Maybe 9. How do you know all these other people, if they didn't bring the carbon Pesach, to also chay of Karis? Tamadoyim Vahish. even their chayiv karis. So the Gemara makes a dik. Midakam ahadar atomei sheretz. From the fact that the Bryce is trying to find them a car, that somebody that was tomei tuma sheretz and he didn't bring the carbon pesach is chayiv karis. What do you see from here? Kasavre in shaykh the mazarkan atomei sheretz. You see that someone that's tomei tuma sheretz can't bring the carbon pesach. Why? The ish shaykh the mazarkan atomei sheretz. Because if someone that's tomei tuma sheretz can bring the carbon pesach, lomeli la aduri alda. Why do we need a special pasuk to tell me that he's in? Included in the chorus. Hainu tar, he's a regular tar. He can read the carbon pesach like anybody else could. I punkti his tummy, who cares? In Hilchis, carbon pesach is tar. So therefore, why do you need a special alma? So what do you see from here? Clearly we're talking about somebody that's tummy tumas sheretz, and we're going according to the mandama that holds in shoychtim vizarkin al tummy tumas sheretz, and still the halacha is that he's going to be chayiv karis. That's the chiddush of the braisa. That if he doesn't bring the carbon pesach, he's chayiv karis. Alma, afagaf toloi chazi. So you see from me, even though right now he's technically not chazi, ram yechil yuvei oleo. He has an obligation to figure out a way to become tahar. And if not, he's going to be chayiv karis. And even though the tzibur would not have an obligation to do hazah, still you see, or figure out a way to become tar, this person did have an obligation to figure out a way to go ahead and do whatever he needs to do. So you see that the tzibur and the yachid's din is not the same din. Because again, why? What would happen to the tzibur if they were all tamei tumas sheretz? We said they would get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Okay, so you're saying that whenever they would be able to bring the carbon betuma. So it being that they'd be able to, so you're telling me whenever the tzibur can bring the carbon betuma, so that means the yachid now has no obligation to give zechanetza. Because if the tzibur doesn't, then the yachid doesn't. The tzibur doesn't have to figure out what to do when they're tummy tuma sheretz, because you're going to have the din of tuma hutru betzibur, tuma tchuyi betzibur. Yet the yachid does, because otherwise the yachid's going to be chayv karas. So you see the yachid's din and the tzibur's din is not necessarily the same. So just because the tzibur, if they were all tummy tuma shiva and the seventh day fell on Yudal Nisan, they wouldn't have a din azah, doesn't mean the Yachid shouldn't do azah. So maybe the Yachid should do azah, maybe the Yachid should be daicha, which knocks out Rabbah's teretz. Elamah, Rabbah said a different teretz. Kasav Rabbi Yehazah Sheikh Nevazarkan al Tamei Tumah. Maybe really Rabbi Yehazah holds that you could be Sheikh Vizayrich on behalf of someone that's Tamei Tumah Sheretz. And if that's the case, this person, Kishachal Shviyah Shalai Liyos, be Yudalid, really this person could bring the carbon pesach. Fuadin Latami Meis Beshviyah Shalai. Hazalamah, but stating that, you still can't do the azah. Why? The whole new teretz. Because what's the whole point of the azah? It's la'achila. It's all about da'achila. It's all about eating the carbon pesach. Meaning, you don't need the hazah in order to be able to bring the carbon pesach. You need to be able to eat the carbon pesach. Oh, achilas psachim lo ma'akva. Eating the carbon pesach is not ma'akiv. Now, this is a little counterintuitive to what we've seen throughout the perek, and really throughout the masechta, since we started Tam Nishchat for sure, and that is the achila of the carbon pesach is on a pedestal. It's very different than the achila of other karbanas. But it's still not ma'akiv in the sense that we're going to allow you to do machshirim on Shabbos so that you'll be able to eat the carbon pesach. I hear a technical kasha, but a geshmaka technical kasha. Aren't you going to have in mind this yid who's tamei tumas shiva kishachol shviya shalai liyos biyodal nizam? He can't eat from the carbon pesach. So if he can't eat from the carbon pesach, isn't it shaloi lo oichlov? When you're shechting the carbon pesach during the day, it's shaloi lo oichlov. And he's not going to, on Malays, he told him shaloi lo oichlov means lechaylo lezok and lechazi, who physically can't do it. Avalhai michs and chazi. He technically could. Tekuni hu delay mesakin. He just has a technical issue. He's dumb. But being that he physically could eat it, so he's not included in this halacha. The Mishnah on Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph concluded with Kalam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said a rule: Kol malach she'efshal asleis merav Shabbos ain't a doiches haShabbos. Shchita she'efshal asleis merav Shabbos doiches haShabbos. What's the rule according to Rabbi Akiva? If you have a malacha that you couldn't have done erev Shabbos, so then it's doiches haShabbos, like the shchita. It has to be a b'yadal nisan. But anything that you could have done erev Shabbos, even if it's only the rabbanon, like carrying it chutzotchum, the halacha is it's not going to be doiches haShabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav halachik Rabbi Akiva. The halachik is like Rabbi Akiva. Tanan, we got the Milo. Okay, we have the same exact Mishnah in Perek Rabbi Lezer, the Milo. Kalam Rabbi Akiva, Kom Lachshash Alasayis Amar Rav Shabbos, and Deichas HaShabbos. Milo, she have Shalas Alasayis Amar Rav Shabbos, Deichas HaShabbos. Any Hechsher Milo that you could have done before Shabbos is not Deichas HaShabbos. Milo, which you couldn't have done before Shabbos, is going to be Deichas HaShabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, halachik Rabbi Akiva. Same exact Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, who said the halachik is Rabbi Akiva. So we have the machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva in Pesach. We have the machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva regarding Milo. And In both cases, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav that lachas k'Rabbi Akiva. V'tzrich, and the Gemara says he had to say it both times. Yes, min gabi Pesach, because had he only said it by Pesach, I would have thought hasam hu the machshir mitzvah le'dachu Shabbos. There, the machshir is not le'dachu Shabbos. M'shun d'loy nichzru le'as shalish esrei brisos. I would have thought that Pesach is not like Milo, because Milo, the Torah says the word bris three times, not just bris.
It's 13 times bris. And being that it says 13 times bris, so that makes it more chomer. I would have thought that maybe machshire mila is doichel, because machshire mila, 13 brises, as opposed to machshire pes. Yesh mila mila had only had about mila hasam. I would have thought over there, the machshire mitzvah doichel Shabbos like a karis. I would have thought mila, there's no karis. Avo pesach, take a karis, aim a litchi. Pesach, which has karis, I would have thought should be doichel, tzricha. Now, what do you mean? Mila doesn't have karis. There's two mitzvahs assays that have karis, pesach and mila. So Rashi says, what it means is, im yomoy lemachar, meaning the lack of karis, if you're going to do the bris milah. Pesach has to be done today. It's a mitzvah esesh as mangaromo. So if you don't do the mitzvah today, you're chayiv karis, as opposed to milah, which you don't have to do today. So being that by milah, you don't have to do it today, so even though it technically has karis, but it's not a clear and present danger, like it is by Pesach. And it's for that reason, says the Gemara, I can hear a svara that maybe Pesach would be doicho karis today. There's a svara to say that maybe milah would be doicho yud gimel brisos. Therefore, if Yudam Rav had to make it clear, Allah is like Rabbi Akiva, the machshirim are not doicho, as long as you could have done it before Shabbos, and it doesn't matter if it's machshirei Pesach or if it's machshirei milah. Either way, even though they both have tremendous milos, but at the same time, the halach is it's not going to be doicha exhale. So just two ha'aris, abbreviated, as it relates to today's daf. The first one's a little bit lighter, and the second one is a little bit more lundish. So the Gemara, in the exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, says that Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer that, you know something, Rabbi Eliezer? We're debating whether Machshirei Pesach is Doicha Shabbos or not Doicha Shabbos. We're assuming that the Shechit of the Karban Pesach is for sure Doicha Shabbos. What about any of the Machshirim? Maybe we have it all wrong. Efshe Faker, he told Rabbi Eliezer, Oy Chiluf, maybe we should flip the whole thing. Ma'im azoshi mishum shvus eini doiches ha-shabes. Shchita shehi mishum molocho eino din shloi titches ha-shabes. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Eliezer heard what Rabbi Akiva told him, he said, Akiva, b'shchita hishavtani, b'shchita tehe misasi. That because of what you told me, you're going to see that b'shchita tehe misasi. Meaning Rabbi Eliezer thought Rabbi Akiva was talking to him disrespectfully, and he told him something very, very sharp. B'shchita hishavtani, b'shchita tehe misasi. There's a very, very similar Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Samen Aleph. We know that Rabbi Eliezer was put in Cherim by the Chachamim. It's because of the story that the Gemara tells in Perek Ezeu Neshech and Masechta Bava Metzia by the Tanur Achnoi. But Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. And even though we always say the Pshat that the Rishonim bring B'Shem de Yerushalmi, that it means he was Mitalmidei Beis Shammai, but Pasha Pshat Shamuti is Miloshin Shamto. He was in Cherim. He was physically in Cherim. And because Rabbi Eliezer was in Cherim, the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer, they stopped learning with Rabbi Eliezer. When you go through the Gemaras and the Chazals about it, it seems painful. But that's the fact. That the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer, as in Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Tarfin, I mean, Rabbi Lozman Azari, they stopped going to hear Shir from Rabbi Eliezer. They stopped learning with Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samaches Amad Aleph, says that the word got out that Rabbi Eliezer was very, very sick. And the Talmidim felt they have to go be Mevaka Cholo the Rebbe. And the Gemara tells a whole story, not for now. One of the things that Rabbi Eliezer told to his Talmidim and told them was, Tamiya ani im yamusu misas atzman. He said, it would be a wunder to me. It would be a very big chiddush to me if you're going to die a natural death. So Rabbi Akiva turned to his Rebbe and he said, Shalim ma'u. He said, what about me? He told him, he says, your misa is going to be worse than theirs. He said, not only are you not going to die a natural death, but the death that you're going to have, the picture that the Gemara describes in Bracha Samech Aleph on the base, is going to be worse. That's going to be with the other Tanah. Now, incidentally, I'm not familiar with the other Tanah. Did they all not die Misa Zatzman? Do we know anything about Rabbi Yeshua's Misa? Do you know anything about Rabbi Tarfin's Misa? Right, it's interesting. It seems like he told it to all the Tanahim. They're not from the Asar Ruge Malchus. And there's an idea of Tzadik Goyze V'Kadosh Baruch Mekayim. And you see how much the nevuah and the zog of Rabbi Eliezer played itself out. Both the Gemara in Pesach and Samech Tes Amad Aleph and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samech Tes Amad Aleph. But either way, this is what he told him. He said, Akiva shalcha kasha mishalahem. Regardless, we know how Rabbi Akiva was killed by the Romans, and it seems that on some level it played itself out based on Rabbi Eliezer. And of course, this Gemara is very hard to understand. Why would Rabbi Eliezer talk to Rabbi Akiva this way? in the world of Pnimius HaTorah, maybe we can understand it a knetch better. Because we've mentioned in the past that Teres Chaim in the Sefer Tzoyin Kodeshim on Kochim, in the Sechtes Menachos, he brings from the Mekubalim, it comes from a Zohar, I think, but that the Mekubalim said that really Rabbi Akiva always wanted to die HaKadosh Hashem. That's the Gemara. Kol Yomei Yoyisim Mitztar. When will I be able to Mekayim B'chol Nafshecho? And this was something that Rabbi Akiva really, really wanted. And in fact, when the Gemara says in the Sechtes Menachos, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he saw Rabbi Akiva, he says, why are you giving the Torah through me? Give the Torah better through Rabbi Akiva. What did Abish to tell him? He said, then Moshe Rabbeinu continued talking to Hashem and he says, I see the Torah, Rabbi Akiva. Let me see Schara. And also Hashem shows him how the Romans are torturing. He said, Zu Torah v'zu Schara, Shtoik. Kach ala lefanai b'machshava. So the Teres Chaim said, what does it mean, kach ala lefanai b'machshava? He said, this was the machshava of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva always wanted this. He said, kol yomei yayisim mitzdar. And it was kach ala b'machshava. So Rabbi Akiva, so if this is what the tzaddik wants, how can I not give the tzaddik what he wants? So of course, when you read the Gemara, Sanhedrin Samiches, and Psachim Samiches, where the Gemara, see, Rabbi Eliezer is talking so sharp, Rabbi Eliezer knew what Rabbi Akiva wanted. But either with the Pnimius HaTorah, I think we can understand it at least a little bit better. One other thing that came to mind was, if you do, the Welt says that in Presburg, in the Chasam Sofer's yeshiva, before the yeshiva learned Mesechtes Chulin, and before the yeshiva learned Mesechtes Yevamis, they used to fast. That the minig was that they used to fast before they learned Mesechtes Chulin, and before they learned Mesechtes Yevamis. Now, Mesechtes Yevamis is based on a Sefer Chassidim, where the Sefer Chassidim says that before you learn Mesechtes Yevamis, there's an inyan to fast, because Yevamis talks about death, it talks about Misa, and just because of the context, the backdrop of Mesechtes Yevamis, so the right thing is to fast. So Yevamis, we understand a little bit more intuitively, this inyan of fasting. But why Mesechtes Chulin? Right, what's this inyan of fasting Mesechtes Chulin? And just by the way, just incidentally, this idea that they used to fast in Presburg before they learned Mesechtes Chulin, before they learned Mesechtes Yevamis, I found in the Sefer HaZakaron. I think we mentioned this once in the Daf, but I found it in the, probably more than once, in the Sefer HaZakaron. So the Sefer HaZakaron was a Sefer that was written, a manuscript that was written by the Heilige Chasam Sofer, and it was written in the first person. It's an autobiographical account. I mean, it's, you can't make it up. The Chasam Sofer sat down and he literally wrote an account, like a diary, of the events that took place in the year 1809 in Presburg. So in 1809, Presburg was under siege by Napoleon and the French army, and the matziv for the Yidden was very, very bad. Chasam Sofer was a fugitive. He had to leave the city, and he led the city from afar, and he chronicled, almost on a day-to-day basis, the events that took place. It's been translated into English. Not the whole thing, but an abbreviated version of it. But you can get the Sefer Chassidim. It's not easy, but you can find it. And the Sefer Chassidim is fascinating, and there's a lot of Torah there. One of the things that Chasam Sofer says in that year, Tavkuf Samichtes. In the year 1809, they learned Mesechtes Chulin. That was the Mesechta that they learned. He brings that they had just finished learning Mesechtes Gittin, and they had planned to make a big siyum. That's what he writes. They had planned to make a big siyum, and he says Rav David Deitch was there. Rav David Deitch was the Oyel David. He was the Shver, one of the biggest Goyim in Europe. There's a lot of tshuvas Chasam Sofer to Rav David Deitch. There's tshuvas in Yehuda Yalev, Yehuda Asad to Rav David Deitch. Rav David Deitch was the Meram Ash Shver. Meram Ash was a Talmud Muvik, Rav Meir Eisenstadt. He was a Talmud Muvik, a big Hungarian rabbi of the Chasam Sofer. He was an Eidim by Rav David Deitch. So he said Rav David Deitch was there, and there was supposed to be a big siyum, and then suddenly, mamish plitzling, there was a bacher, Rav Nachum HaKoyen, he calls him, who all of a sudden, he started showing symptoms, and mamish on the spot, he passed away. And he said they decided they're pushing off the siyum, they weren't going to make the siyum during the shiva, during the avelos of this boy. So he said Rav David Deitch was there, and he said, Chasam Sofer writes that I was maspid this boy, Rav Nachum HaKoyen, and Rav David Deitch was also maspid him. He said, that's what he writes, Vishonenu Anachnu Hispadnu Oitz. He was very young and he was very, very wise. And they gave him a very chashva hespit. So he says, so then they made the siyum on Mesechtes Gittin and they started learning Mesechtes Chulin. So he said, why did they learn Masechtas Chulin? Oh, so he said they started learning Chulin. V'gozarti yoyim echa tainis koidem aschalos ha-Masechta. And he said, I was gozer at tainis, mefurish in the Sefer HaZakarin, kemavur b'sefer chsidim, l'sanis koidem aschalos chulin v'yavamis, gam boze yoyish hergish l'mevin. Says, besides, anyone that's a maven, yeah, if I state the hergish, that farmer learned chulin, and farmer learned Masechtas Yavamis, the right thing to do is to go ahead and fast. And he says, that's what he did. He says, he was going to Tainis, and they went, and they decided they're going. But either way, this is mentioned in the first person. But the question is, why? Why before chulin? We understand why before. So I've heard that the reason the Chassam Sofer said was, is because sometimes when people describe shchita, they would describe it on their own neck. They would describe it on their own guf. And being that they described it on their own guf, he held like Samana Milsihi, Kiyadua, the Chassam Sofer was a Gavra Kapdana when it came to these things. He talks about it himself in Tshuvas. But the point is that this was something that he was very sensitive to. And because he was sensitive to it, he felt it was wrong. When I learned this Gemara, what came to mind was, Akiva, b'shchita hishavtani, b'shchita tehem yisosoy. You're talking to me about shchita? B'shchita tehem yisosoy. Pasha b'shchita hishavtani. That in and of itself sounds like maybe it has a little bit of a shaychus to b'shchita tehem yisosoy. This is way above my pay grade. But either way, just the maramachim, that was something that came to mind. Regardless, just to end with one kasha. We'll end with one kasha. That is, the Velt asks a kasha. Velt asks a kasha. The Gemara said, the Rabbi Eliezer shita is, the machshire Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is the Machshire Milo is Doicha Shabbos. Mara said, if that's the case, why does Rabbi Eliezer hold that if you have someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis, Chal Shviya Shlo Liyois, Beyudal Nisan, which happens to be on Shabbos, he can't do the Azah? Why can't you do Azah? Gzeira Shema Yaviren, Udal Ramas Peshus Arabim. So is a Gzeira that. What's the problem? Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that machshir ma doicha Shabbos anyways. So machshir ma anyways doicha Shabbos. So what's the worst thing you're going to do? You're going to carry? Who cares if you're going to carry? You're allowed to carry. You're doing this for the carbon pesach. This was the Gemara's kasha. And we had a very hard Gemara to explain why this is different. He's a gavad lechazi. Why is it different than an oro? This was the whole sugya. But the kasha is a bomb kasha. Rabbi Eliezer holds machshir pesach is doicha Shabbos. Why can't you do that? Shemi yavirenu. Carry. L'katchila. It's not a problem. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to carry the animal to bring the Karban Pesach. So what would be the difference if you're carrying now the Efer of the Par Aduma so that you should do the Hazal? We learned in today's daf, Rabbi Eliezer Shita in Mila and Rabbi Eliezer Shita in Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer and Perek Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila fame holds, Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Not just Mila, Machshire Mila. Rabbi Eliezer says, Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Not only Pesach, Machshire Pesach is Doicha Shabbos as well. What we sometimes forget is that Rabbi Eliezer also holds that the machshirim of shofar adaycha Shabbos, the machshirim of lulav adaycha Shabbos, the machshirim of all mitzvahs are really daycha Shabbos. It's a mefurish gemara in Masechtas Shabbos daf kuf lamed alef. The gemara learns it out from sukkim. There's a pasuk by shofar. There's a pasuk by lulav. Rabbi Eliezer holds not only mila and pesach, which itself is daycha Shabbos. Do we say machshireha are daycha Shabbos? But really, the machshirim of all mitzvahs. You're allowed to do what you need to do to get a shofar. It's like this, you'll be able to bring a shofar on Shabbos. If that's the case, Makshama Oilam, we know we don't blow shofar where a shana falls out on Shabbos. Why? Shemi Yavi Renu Dalar Amis Bishos Arabim. Loit Rabbi Eliezer, what's the problem? You're going to carry the shofar Dalar Amis Bishos Arabim? Do it. It's Machshire Shofar. Machshire Shofar is Deicha Shabbos. We don't take Dalad Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. Why? Shemi Yaviren or Dalad Amis Bishos Arabim. What's the problem? You're going to go now and you're going to carry? Who cares? Carry. It's Machshire Lulav. Machshire Lulav is Deicha Shabbos. Now you tell me, maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you could blow Shofar. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds that when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you could take Dalad Minim. The problem is, Leishamanu v'Leiroinu, no one ever heard of such a chiddush, that there should be a shitas Rabbi Eliezer in Shas, which probably would make it Beishamai Shita, that holds that you're allowed to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and you're allowed to take Dalad Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. So again, if that's the case, L'chayra, the whole reason we don't do it is Shemi Yavirenu Dalad Amis Bishos Arabim. What's the problem? Point Rabbi Eliezer at the end of the day. It's Machshirim. Machshirim Adoicha Shabbos. And you know whose kasha this really is? It's the Gemara's kasha. It's literally a Gemara's kasha. Psochem, Daf Samach Tesam and Aleph. Now the Gemara has the kasha regarding Machshirei Pesach, regarding Shemi Yavirenu of the Efer of the Parah Aduma, which is a more abstract example. But at the same time, the principle is the same. That if Rabbi Eliezer holds Machshirim Adoicha Shabbos, there's no Shemi Yavirenu. Dalar Amos B'Shos Arabim. So Tkiyah Shoyfe should be Adoicha Shabbos. And not only the Kiyah Shofar, Dalan Minim should also be Doicha Shabbos. So I recently got a sefer. It's called Mayadei Tzvi. The mechaber of the sefer Mayadei Tzvi was Reb Tzvi Hersh Grodzensky. Reb Tzvi Hersh Grodzensky was She'er B'Soroi of Reb Chaim Moser, Grudzinski. His story is fascinating. He was born in the year 1857 in Minsk, Belarus. He passed away in the year 1947. He had Arichas Yom, he lived 90 years, in Omaha, Nebraska. So, the real sage of Omaha. So, Rav Tzvi Hesh Grudzinski was Mekuriv to Reb Chaim Moshe. Reb Chaim Moshe's father had a yeshiva in Europe. He learned to Reb Chaim Moshe's father's yeshiva, and then he went to Kovna, where he learned together with Reb Yitzchak Chanan. So he was a Goyen Olam, and in the early 1900s, he decided that he's going to go to America. He settled in Omaha, Nebraska, and he was a Rav there for decades. And he wrote Svarim, and he was a Goyen Olam. One of the Haskamas in his Sefer, Moyade Tzvi, is from his Rebbe, Reb Yitzchak Chanan. Reb Yitzchak Chanan says, where's the Haskama? He refers to him as Hai Gavra Rabba that lives Hador Be'ir Omaha. I mean, this is Reb Yitzchak Chanan quoting Omaha. But he says who lives in Omaha. Regardless, in this Sefer, Mayade Tzvi, so he has a whole simon, a whole shtickle, Be'ir Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, Be'gzeri the Shem Yavireno. So he says, Ra'isi Be'hapardes. So Hapardes, we need Rabbi Bienenfeld in studio for this. But Hapardes was a journal that was that circulated very much amongst the Rabbanim in the early 1900s. And they used to have kashas, and there was papulim, and there was back and forth between different gedolim. So Rabbi Tzvi Hersh Grudzinski says, Ra'isi ba'pardes chelik gimel chayveres zayin simen ayin dalet, who asks a kasha. And the kasha that the shoyal in the pardes asked was this kasha that we just mentioned. According to Rabbi Eliezer, why don't you blow shofar when Hashanah falls down on Shabbos? You should say that it's machshireim anyways. So what are you worried about? Shemi avirenu dalet amas p'shasaram, it's not going to be a problem. It's mamish the Gemara's Kashim, Sochim Samach Tesam Adolf. The Gemara said it regarding Hazah, but at the end of the day, it's the same principle. So why don't you say this? So he brought the following Teretz. He was addressing specifically, not Dalit Minim, but he was addressing specifically Shofar. We'll just mention the Teretz Bekitzer, and then maybe Bez Hashem will pick it up one day a little bit more Barichos. Rabbi Eliezer Shnitiz, we just had it in the Daf last week. The Gemara says in Daf Samachayim and Aleph that Rabbi Eliezer holds, if someone's Megabin on Shabbos, you know, we're going to pick up the Teretz another day.